This is Behind the Curtain with Justin, Scott, and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Saturday morning, Behind the Curtain, Justin, Scott, Spiegel. Coming up, you're going to hear a break about Mittermeier's daughter, who is a model, and she's a trainer, and she's perfect. She got an alternator put on her car for free, which probably cost about $300 or $400. And these guys just said, it's on us. You're good to go. And apparently a bunch of the guys there wanted to date her and thought she was beautiful. And, you know, beautiful people in this world, they have it like so easy. It must be nice. Look, I'm not beautiful, right? But we've been on the radio for a long time in the city. So we kind of have a little thing going here. You know, that's if anything, we get better treatment than beautiful people.
Yeah, maybe. And it got me thinking, I'm not a beautiful person either.
Yes, you are.
But, you know, none of us are ugly, I don't think. But what's that like? What's it like to be really
ugly?
Really hard to look at?
I mean, I got a big nose. That's like, I could be considered ugly to a lot of people.
Who here at work is like really ugly?
Oh, no. Hell no, dude. Hell no, dude. Not even going to go there.
I don't think I'm, I think I could be considered ugly.
No, you're average.
Oh.
No, I mean, I'm talking.
That's almost worse than saying I'm ugly.
Oh, God, I'm dying. That's hilarious.
But I mean, those people that have like a tiny head, huge nose, like their jaw is terrible. They've got buck teeth. Just everything wrong for them.
You just offended a bunch of people out there, Mike.
I probably described someone to a T.
Yep. Yeah, it's got to be tough. And you know what? That's when you really got to hone your like personality and your sense of humor and just kind of, compensate in some way, I guess. Well, here it is. Paul Mittermeier's daughter getting stuff for free. Good looking people getting free stuff. Justin Spiegel. And yeah, we got Paul Mittermeier in here. Justin is out today. And Paul, your daughter is a model, whatever that means.
She's like doing that on the side now.
She makes coin or what?
She's done all right. She's actually, too, she does, she's the trainer at Planet Fitness in Forest Hill.
Damn, wow. She's beautiful and a trainer and all this?
She's a gym rat. Go take her classes if you're a Planet Fitness member. Go take Mary Jen's classes in Forest Hill.
Stop by myself.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 20.
Oh, damn,
you have
son.
A picture? I don't think I've ever seen a picture.
You've never seen a picture? No. Wow.
So, a very attractive young lady you have on your hands there, Paul, which has got to be a handful.
Oh, it is.
And then, come to find out, we hear a story, and I don't know how much truth there is to this. Did you get that picture yet? Show Speaks. I want to get Speaks' reaction here. Oh, how long does it take, Paul? Jesus.
I'm struggling here this morning.
Imagine if he doesn't have a picture of his daughter.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, you should have a picture of your daughter handy at all times.
Wow. She's stunning.
Let me see.
Very nice. How about saying thank you, Paul? I just
Thanks,
gave
Josh.
You a major...
Wow, I was distracted.
She's really beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know how I did that, but...
No, well, it's obviously not from your side of the family.
Yeah, your wife's got to be... But she had to get some work done on her car.
Well, yeah, so over the weekend, she called me Friday. She said, Dad, my car's not working right. It's running, but the brakes are shutting, like, hard to brake, and my steering's shutting down. I always had an issue with either the battery or the alternator.
Right.
So we go to a chain store and I buy her a battery to replace the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Put the battery in. She calls me back the next day and says, no, it's still doing this. There's something wrong.
Right.
I'm going to go back to that store.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see what's going on. And they said they would check my alternator for me. So she goes back there thinking, you know, we paid $160 for the battery. It's going to be another $300 for the alternator. She calls me back and says, well, Dad, they said they're going to take care of it. I'm like, what does that mean? They're going to take care of it. She's like, no, they're not going to charge me for the alternator. They're just going to give it to me for free.
She got a free alternator.
She got a free. The guy came out and put it in her car and changed the alternator and put the new one in her car for free.
So we've just deducted that is just because she's smoking hot.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's like, well, he was just being nice. I'm like,
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I said, I'll tell you what. If you think he's being nice, then you have to pay it forward to somebody.
Okay,
and,
Paul.
You know, be nice to them.
Nice.
But she's like, yeah, but he also said like two or three of the guys want to date you in the store.
No, you should go down there and have a talk with them.
Ew,
really?
All these horn dogs at this place for checking out your daughter doing
work
for free.
I don't like that
date
at all.
So I'm thinking like, you know, what do you...
You're not protective?
I mean, she got a $300 alternator for free. Well,
yeah, what? But now that she got it, you should do something.
Like, what are you going to do?
Kick their asses.
Why? The timeout. Because three guys have a Zader.
Because they want to say they wanted the dick.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind,
Punch
Spiegel.
Them in their balls.
So coming up, 410-338-1098, 410-338-1098. Attractive people getting stuff for free.
Yeah, what have you gotten,
men
right?
Too.
Men. Or what have you given, right? What have you given if you're a guy?
Yeah, I mean, good-looking people get all these perks in the world. Free stuff. Free stuff because you're good-looking, sons of bitches. Yeah, talking about good-looking people getting stuff for free. 410-338-1098. Paul's daughter, a dime piece. You still say that? Kids still say that? Smoke show.
Yikes.
$300 alternator.
Yeah, I mean, by the time you buy it and then he put it in for it, that's the biggest thing that stood out to me.
Sometimes they'll charge you for the part and they'll be like, labor's on us, don't worry about it. They didn't even charge you nothing.
Yeah, free.
And then come to find out, three of the guys in the place wanted to date her. They all thought she was hot. I'm with Speak. You should go down there, crack some skulls.
Crack some heads.
Yeah. Line two. Hey, it's Baltimore Joe. What's up, B-More Joe?
Hey, guys. Hey, you new
hey. You're telling me you get stuff for free?
This was about probably a couple years ago. I did when I was about 10 to 15 pounds smaller, when I was a little more attractive than my ugly piece of ass self now.
Yeah.
I went to a restaurant one time with a girl, and the waitress gave me free food, and she gave me her phone number afterwards.
Whoa! Look at you. Did you, what happened? Did you call the number?
Nah, I'm not like that, man.
Wait, aren't you obligated to do that? If she gave you free food, don't you at least have to call her?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't that attractive.
Yeah, there he goes. Be more Joe. Aaron, what's up, Aaron?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So, it's not as impressive as an alternator, but I'm a guy, so I feel like it's a little bit harder for me to get through this. But a couple years ago, I was getting some lumber from the Home Depot off of 40 in Ellicott City.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to make a beer bong table and a couple cornhole sets. So I had about $120 worth of lumber, and I got to the cashier, and she was kind of cute, so I was flirting with her. You know, making fun of myself. I'm like, oh, I don't normally handle this much wood.
Right, and, right. Okay, penis joke. A little funny penis joke. Hey, it works.
And anyway, so, you know, I'm a fairly decent-looking guy, and I'm a volunteer firefighter, so I stay in pretty good shape.
Okay.
And she ended up zeroing it out, which is like, you know, we don't keep track of how much, you know, of everything we have. So she's like, you can just get out of here.
Well, oh. $120 worth of lumber for free.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Look at you stud. You must be really good looking.
I mean, I try.
Mike, I'm going to put him on hold. Get his number. I want
send a picture to Mike.
Yeah, we need a picture. Send a picture to Mike.
Yeah, well, text it to this very same number you called.
Firefighter guy. Text the number to 410-338-1098. Taylor, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
This is all guys calling
in. Dudes, yeah.
Where are all the ladies that are getting stuff for free?
Well, I don't want to find. So, look, I know Paul Mettemeyer's daughter.
So
he should definitely not say where she works on the air. First.
Too late.
I'm trying to get her business.
I think he's trying to get her business.
But she's going to get business, all right.
Say your daughter's a hot trainer at Planet Fitness, and then have a bunch of big dudes show up trying to be like, where's Paul Mittermeier's daughter?
Yeah, you're stupid.
Don't do that.
I'm dumb, okay.
Is Paul there?
Yeah, he's here.
Paul.
Yes.
She's really nice.
She is. She's really nice.
Angel. But, she can definitely get some stuff for free with her, like, modeling pictures and stuff. She's very, very gorgeous, and she's a nice lady. She likes yoga, but don't say where she works on the
this
on
is
air.
The weirdest phone call.
This is kind of weird. This is creepy.
This guy
this is a
wants
creepy.
To have sex with your daughter so bad.
Hey, stop!
He does.
Boom!
Jesus, you are a pig. You're saying it right to her father.
That's crazy.
And he hung up. He bounced.
That was
Scott
creepy,
in Pasadena.
Right? That's not me. That
Paul,
was creepy.
That
right?
goes on every day in your daughter's life.
Oh,
don't be naive. What's up, Scott?
How you doing, guys? Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I had a girl pay for my Kid Rock tickets. Floor seated me and my buddy, actually. Not even me and her.
And who is this girl to you?
She was just a fling.
She's just a friend.
She was a friend, because then what?
No. Just a fling, not even a fling.
Oh, a fling. So yeah. you guys.
I'm not even good looking. I've been in studio with you guys. So.
You've been in studio with us?
Yeah, I'm the one that gave you guys presents. Remember, Paul gave you that peg leg guy, pencil sharpener?
Yeah.
You gave me the booger game?
Yeah, I'm
I know exactly who you are. Remember, don't sell yourself short. You're, okay. You're attractive in an interesting way.
You're a troll.
He's a bit of a troll, but he's got a good vibe about him. So wait, you were kind of just having a fling with this girl, and you were so good in bed or whatever that she bought you Kid Rock tickets?
I highly doubt that either, but yeah, she just bought me tickets.
Just because she liked you?
I guess, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. I mean, there ain't nothing to shake a stick at. Let's go to, this says Mike the Model.
Hey. in studio with you guys. Don't you remember?
Oh, Mike you're the older guy. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. So, Mike, how old are you now? You're like in your 50s?
No, I'm 60.
60? And you're still a stud, man. But you brought in all these old pictures. Yeah. You used to be like a real, like a model.
Yeah. So anyway, the story is, I was in L.A. This one agent wanted me more than the other agents in town. And so she gave me a freaking mansion.
What?
Overlooked Cher's house. You know Cher.
Yes,
right?
Of course. Yeah. Over Cher, stupid. Yeah. What are you? Of course.
Overlooked Cher. My pool overlooked her house.
Did you ever see her? Did you see her down there?
I never. Not too much action was going on over there.
Did you have sex with Cher?
It was quiet, you know. So, but anyway, they gave me a free mansion for a year.
Okay? A year?
1 year. A huge house by myself. Fantastic.
Who's the most famous person you ever had sex with?
Hey, we're not going to talk about that.
It's like 40 years ago.
Not something you don't kiss and tell.
Stop.
Okay?
Come on, Mike the Model.
Exactly the person who kisses and tells.
Yeah, you love to brag and you love to tell your stories.
Hey, Mike, you know what? But not that. What's the matter with you guys?
Listen to me.
Get your head up.
No.
What the hell?
First of all, my head's not in the gutter. This is what people want to know. You're Mike the Model. You're getting mansions for free. Would you stop talking? We're going to ban you from the show if you don't stop talking. Just tell us one name. Who'd you have sex with?
Just give us a hint, Mike. Just a hint.
How about the people I've just hung around with? Okay, can we do that?
No.
Let's just say, all right, who's the most famous person you've hung around with, assuming you had sex with her?
Yes.
Okay. No, but no.
Come on!
No. Hey, you remember that, you know, Prince, he brought up those female artists, and anyway, so I hung out with Dan.
Get him out.
You got hung up on!
Give me a hell yeah!
Had to do it.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
So I bought a nightgown. I sleep Donald Duck style, bottomless, big t-shirt. I said, hey, why not, you know, instead of trying to have some sort of wardrobe malfunction and my weenus flipping and flopping around, I'll just go full nightgown. And it's not going well. The wife hates it. She shakes her head at me every time I walk by. And we had a good laugh. You'll hear coming up. This was actually a pretty funny break. We were just kind of riffing on the whole situation. But I don't know if it's going to make it. I don't know if it's going to last.
What's your daughter think about it?
Well, my wife has kind of brainwashed her, like in a joking way, to like kind of, I don't want to say make fun of me as well. But she just looks at it, too. And she's just like, looks like you're wearing a dress, Dad. And so they're all having a good larf at me and you know, pointing and laughing. So
is the ridicule enough for you to?
Well, that's what I just said. I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't think it's going to make it. I think this may be 1 week and done.
I bet you they'll get used to it. I mean, are they going to make fun of you forever?
I do look ridiculous walking around the house in it. I mean, it's just a fact. It's a freaking fact. They're not wrong. They are not wrong.
Do you worry when you walk in front of a window?
No, I don't care about that.
Okay.
I mean, go back in like history. Just Google, like, we've seen it a million times. People, like, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, his grandfather, they used to wear like nightgowns all the time. When did it not become?
Well, you'll hear me mention too, the tunic was what all men wore, I guess, in, you know, the Middle Ages.
Yeah, when did it like fall out of fashion? Like, when did pajamas take over? And then it became like, now it's just like leisure wear that people wear to bed mostly, I think, right? Like, my sister-in-law stayed over the other night, and she changed into, like, full-on pajamas. And I was like, I don't remember the last time I've seen, like, a full set of pajamas. Yeah. I was like, you're a psychopath.
Yeah,
who wears pajamas?
I'm so uncomfortable in pajamas.
It's too much. It's too much clothing. They're too restricting. It's like, it had the whole, like, button-down front. It had, you know, the pants. I'm like, what is that?
My mom still wears the nightgown, like we were saying, but, like, the old-style nightgown.
Yeah, the old-style. Well, here it is, me rocking a nightgown. If you want to see it for yourself, just head to Amazon and type in man's nightshirt. Okay, it's a nightshirt. If you're listening earlier in the week, is that when that was, Mike? It's all a blur.
Yeah, Tuesday you came in here.
Tuesday I came in and debuted my new nightgown.
I saw it. I thought it was a little strange.
You did.
I did. It didn't feel like it would be comfortable to me.
I will say I think it's a little bit too long. I bought it on Amazon.
That's a good question. Could you run in that if you needed to? Like, what if the house caught on fire and you had to run out?
Yeah, of course I could run in it, Mike. What the hell kind of question?
I don't know. It's a dress.
Could you run in a dress, Mike?
Some dresses, no.
It'd probably be easier to run in a dress than it would be to run in pants, yes, right? You're unencumbered by anything.
Totally unencumbered. That's the beauty of it.
Do you wear underwear with it?
No. Why would I do that?
Isn't there flipping and flopping going on?
That's the point.
For Scott, there is.
410-338-1098. Ladies, call in, weigh in on this. You can check out a picture of it, I guess, a video of it, social media, at JSS98Rock.
Yeah, go to our Instagram page.
Don't worry about my man breasts. I know they're there, and it's a thing. I'm working on it. We've been through this a million times. I like to sleep Donald Duck style, which is bottomless. I wear a double XL t-shirt, which is very soft, and I let the butt and the other stuff just kind of air out at night. And it's refreshing. It's great. I love it. It's my favorite way to sleep. I can't sleep any other way. I got a daughter now, so I need a little bit more coverage. Sometimes she lays in bed with me at night. Like, we read books together now. So I'm like, I can't be exposed. So I needed something with a little more coverage, but I liked Donald Ducking. So I thought the nice compromise was some sort of male nightgown. And apparently this is the most foreign thing to people, including my wife. She hates it. She hates it.
What makes it a male nightgown, by the way?
I don't know. Blue. When I went on Amazon, it said a male night sleep shirt or whatever. And it had all the guys that were there were men in it.
Got it.
I guess they could be anything. I don't know, right?
Well, she said she doesn't like it, but
I don't really know why.
What does that mean? Well, it probably looks odd, and, you know, I'm sure if you change your facial hair or whatever, she'd say. Yes. Sometimes it's also what you're accustomed to, but when I do see it, I know what she's saying. It looks
like I'm wearing a dress.
It does. It looks ridiculous.
I know. Every time I walk by her, she just shakes her head, and she just goes, no.
The funny thing is you're
no.
Not on the table is you wearing underwear. That's not on the table.
No.
Maybe she thinks it's emasculating.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she thinks, I think it looks like I'm walking around the house in a dress.
Well, there's something to that.
I can't argue that, right? I can't, it does.
Maybe you should get a shorter one, like a mini skirt. Maybe
that would be worse, wouldn't it? Like, she's okay with me.
A mini skirt.
Walking to the bathroom, like in a double XL t-shirt, which almost looks like a little mini dress.
You know what?
Oh, we got what?
Well, I was going to say, what if you added a belt to it?
That's more like a mannequin at Old Navy.
Well, you would look like one of those people from like the Renaissance. That's there like is, a tunic, yeah.
There is no fixing it. The only way to fix it is just to not wear it.
No, could you wear another compromise would maybe to be wear a t-shirt and loose boxers? That's not an option either.
I mean, when I walk around, I would just stick with the double XL t-shirt. And then when I got out of bed, I do have shorts and pants that I keep on the side of the bed. So when I get out, I'll put those on and, you know, go walk around the house. It was more so when we were laying in bed. Like, my daughter's doing this 100-book challenge thing where she has to read 100 books.
So jeez.
They're like little books.
All right.
And we read four a night. So she lays in bed with me and we read books together. And I don't want, you know what I mean? I don't want any kind of flopping out.
No, what you're saying makes sense. But what Josh said, that is 100% the case, right? In spite of the world we live in, women want masculine men. Yes. They don't want their men to wear dresses. And when you are walking around in a nightgown.
Yes. And a texter brings up a good point.
Yes.
How are you going to initiate sex?
Yes, he's absolutely right, or she.
What
are you supposed to do? How are you going to...
Wait, time out. What is any different?
No, he's right.
Why?
You just lift your skirt.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
It's almost easier to initiate sex. I just lift my skirt, my dress up.
But for her, right? Especially, how long have you guys been married? 10 years?
9 years?
Right. So, obviously, it's not the same as it was when you were dating or your first year of marriage. So, as a result, what do you do to keep it fresh? You don't make yourself more feminine. That's clearly not going to help.
I don't wear a dress. Oh, man. I really didn't think this much into it when I bought the damn thing.
Let me ask you this. How long have you been wearing it?
Like a week.
Have you guys had sex in this week? Would you think that might have something to do with it?
Maybe. Damn it. I didn't realize how much went into this. This is not good.
You ever look over and she's wearing like one of those charcoal masks or, you know, some...
Right. It's very similar.
Does it matter to you? Now, you're also a guy, and guys don't have... They don't need to be romance necessarily, but that matters. Yeah. If she's wearing that, it's almost like, oh, well, that's not on the table tonight because...
So when I'm laying in bed as her husband and she's next to me and I'm laying there and she rolls over and looks at me and I'm basically wearing a dress. That's
Why she doesn't like it? Did she say,
I think
hey, that's
because
it?
Because I'm wearing a dress. I think it's just as simple as that. But it's not a dress. It's a nightshirt.
Did she say I didn't marry a guy who wears a dress?
No. Son of a. Mike, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Scott, you just need to accessorize better, you know? You wear like a nightcap, like Ebenezer Scrooge, maybe some mutton chops.
Yeah, I've got to get one of them nightcaps now.
What he's saying is that's true. Like in the old Charles Dickens era, that's what they wore to bed.
Would that complete the look and maybe make it a little
ridiculous?
Maybe make it a little bit less less like a dress.
It may be, but it looks like you're in a costume.
What is the answer? I got to get rid of this thing?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. How much do you like having marital relations with your wife?
I'm going to give it another week and see if she comes around on it. But it doesn't seem...
Get used to it?
Just when I walk by and she just shakes her head, it's not a good sign. God dang it. I didn't realize a sleep shirt would be this controversial. They're all over Amazon. Google it.
I can't imagine they're selling like hotcakes. Men's nightgowns. I guarantee you there's a very small, demo for that.
Yeah, I don't think most men even really consider what they wear to bed.
I do. I got to be very comfortable. I got to be perfect. If my balls are too hot, I can't sleep.
Well, why don't you have an ice pack or something?
Yes, I'm sure that's a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, that's the answer.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Bob Kelly came in yesterday, first telling us a story about his ribs being shattered as he flew down the side of a hill, and somehow in true JSS fashion, we have a discussion about his bidet. Bob Kelly has got a bidet. He would not have been the first comedian that I would have assumed that we have in here that would have a bidet.
Do you think you think that because you think somebody more refined? Is that what you're saying?
Because he's kind of like a gruff dude.
Right.
You know, he's sort of like a salt to the earth type. You know, mm-hmm. there's nothing fruitful and fanciful about him. You know, he's not wearing, you know, lacy cuffed shirts.
But you agree that he looks like somebody who would be most in need of a bidet.
Yeah, you don't need some flat-assed nothing having water spritzed at their hole. It's someone with a real deep trench like Bobby that's probably going to get a lot of benefits from it.
He gave me some advice privately after the show. He came up to me and whispered, and it's between Bob and I and me. Bob and me.
Can you give us a hint?
He said I should get one.
Wow.
Did he sell you on it, Josh? Are you going
to
do it?
I'm very interested, but I'm hesitant to buy something without trying it out. So,
and yeah, that's one of those things you can't really take on a spin around the neighborhood.
Heads up, Home Depot. I'm taking a seat this weekend.
Oh, God.
Do they sell those at Home Depot?
They do. I've seen them at Home Depot. It's funny. I walked by and almost took a picture I wanted to send to you guys like 2 months ago when I was in there for some part for my piece of S house. They sell bidets. And you'll hear all the features that his have. It's got a dryer. It's got heated water. Everything. So who knows? We might be a bidet show this year. Coming up, Bob Kelly told us all about his cracked ribs and bidet. I'm behind the curtain. You can't cough. You can't sneeze.
Well, so, you know,
I've never had a broken rib, but I've heard that is one of the most miserable experiences that you can have. Even a cracked rib,
it's the worst.
You can't not think of it.
Well, it gets bad and good. Like right now, I'm all right. Last night after the show, I couldn't even sit in the bed, so I had to find some weird position to lie, and it was like on my face, on my right side. With my legs shaped like a four, and my arms shaped like an S, and then my right cheek could go down, but if I moved at all, I was in agony and pain. So, yeah, you can't. I tried to pleasure myself.
Good happening. Idea.
You cannot with broken ribs. Oh. Listen to me. You cannot. I had to throw my underwear out last night. Listen.
Oh, no.
Not because of that. So there was another thing that happened.
Multiple problems.
I have a bucket called diarrhea.
What?
Well, I have a bidet at my house, so I'm very lucky.
Let me turn this up, old money.
So when I didn't do anything while we were away on vacation, thank God. The medication they gave me just shut down everything. But when we got back, I finally did my thing.
You were able to make dire.
Right. So I fifth function. So I have a bidet at my house, which helps me out.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh,
that's good.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
I've trained. I can open it like a dolphin hole.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, that's real good. There you go.
Oh.
Oh, no. I've never used a bidet. We had a bidet conversation recently here about all of us maybe getting bidets. Josh, being one of the cleaner members of the show, doesn't like just reaching up into that scum
because
trench.
I started using baby wipes recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday, things got a little messier than usual.
Yeah.
And I actually used, I had to use 7 baby wipes in
seven.
A row.
Jeez, that's a record.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like cleaning up a crime scene.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you can't throw baby wipes down the toilet.
But it says it's flushable.
Yeah, there's some, right? It's so bad.
Yeah, it's
you're
a
not
lie.
Supposed to. What you're supposed to do is use toilet paper, right?
Yeah.
And then the last one, you use a baby wipe just to say, okay, let's get the peanut butter off. Okay?
Oh, God.
So, but then what do you do with the last?
And then you take that one, because it's not that much, and then you roll it, take it, wrap it in toilet paper, and put it in the garbage.
But then it stinks, doesn't it?
No, it's just a little bit. It's a little
schmutz. You
got to
get like
schmutz.
Dog mess baggies and like seal it up like the plastic so the stink doesn't come out.
Yeah.
When they cleaned out, what do they call it? That grinder pump of mine that was all like logged with diapers and rats. They
the
found
septic tank.
It went to the plumbing. They found in my grinder pump, it was filled with baby wipes.
So, yeah. But how do they get away with saying it's flushable?
But it's some technical thing, but you're not supposed to do it. Yeah. What you do do, like I did, you spend $200-$300 on a bidet.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you something. It cleans like it has. Mine has heated water.
Oh.
A heated seat.
Oh, yeah.
Mine has a an enema function.
Well,
you know, if, you know, you got some of it. You know what I mean?
What's that?
You
a little stronger stream? Right, is that what that
well,
is?
Well, you ever see when they're mining on the side of a mountain and they're spraying the water?
Yeah,
you had my curiosity, but now you have my attention. So there's an enema function.
So it gets all that stuff out,
right?
Uh-huh.
And it just,
I'm going to look into this.
And then you have I have a dryer. So you can hit the dry option on the button.
It'll dry your ass.
And it has a little
fan. How long
fan.
Are you in there?
Well, you got. You do got to spend. You're absolutely right on that. You got to spend a long time for the dryer, but it dries it out nice enough so you know it's not the wettest. You know what I mean?
You might still give it a light dab, but you're
you
not.
You have to
dripping.
Give it a dab.
You're, no, not, you're not dripping anymore.
And there's nothing.
Wow. Is there any nothing. Downside to it? I mean, do I have to try this out before I buy it? Or should I just buy it?
It should be like
listen,
a car dealership.
You could use my bidet
Then I'll use my finger, put it in peanut butter, and I'll eat the peanut butter off my finger.
That is clean. By God.
That's the commercial
I
sent
that?
Them.
Yeah, how's that for a testimonial, yeah. Josh?
Wow.
Yeah, you should get a bidet, okay. Dude.
But you all said $300. That doesn't sound... Because there's a separate plumbing that has to be
here's,
run,
here's
right?
What you do. Most people think you have to go get the other toilet, like the French.
Right.
Okay. Don't do that. Just go. You get it's a toilet seat. You take your toilet seat off. You get a T-split. Split the water going into your toilet.
Mm-hmm. That sounds hard.
I love this.
No, it's not. It's a T-split. So instead of a one split, it's a T-split. You're splitting. So there's water coming up mm-hmm. from to go into your toilet. You take that. You put the T-split on. And some of the bidets come with it. And then you take the seat off, put the new seat on, and then you're clean for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. Guys, we're going bidet shopping with the quickness. Oh, you know my old trainer, Alex, who now lives in Colorado. He followed Joe Flacco out there because just people abandoned me daily. He once went to Italy with a girl. Yeah. And first time he ever saw a bidet.
Yeah.
And 100% chance he took a right in it. And
you're not supposed to.
Yeah, he didn't know that. Yeah, he definitely just lobbed a 3-footer into the water, and then some pissed off Sicilian comes out of who to go to the bathroom. He did the bidet, and just like curled this viper into the water.
It was an American one.
Yeah,
because they eat like once a day over there. They got little tiny Italian ones,
little rabbit nuggets of like Skittles.
Yeah, we have a Babe Ruth cigar inside of there. You have to eat Pringles and pizza and hot dogs and hamburgers to make that.
Just this awful birth. You have to have a midwife to bring it into the world. Bob, take care of those ribs. Take care of those lips. Your skin is impeccable.
Thank you, buddy.
The next time I really want you in here with just the ribs feeling a little bit better.
I will.
We are all going bidet shopping because of you.
I want you to thank me when you...
I'm looking into it. Seriously.
Thank me.
Today.
Today.
Okay.
Yes, get it today. And if not, you know, make a coat hanger and, put a piece of... We'll talk about that next time.
It's time to go Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
The Pooch Patch. What did I miss? I was out getting a full nipple refurbishment, and I heard something about the Pooch Patch.
Josh told the story. Do you recall?
I do not remember any of this.
So what happened was this girl ordered a pooch patch online. She decided, hey, I don't want
this. Is
this
something for her vagina? Is this a nickname?
Mm-hmm. No. This
or is it for
an
actual pooch?
It's a little. It's a little piece of grass, you know, I guess yard by yard piece of grass for little dogs to go to the bathroom in places, I guess, that don't have grass.
Rest
I don't know.
In peace, Giorgio, Scott's old chihuahua.
Had a pooch patch?
Had a pooch patch.
So she decided hey, you know what? I really don't want this. And then the owner of Pooch Patch was just fat shamed her. I mean, I'm not laughing, but you know, I'm laughing at the absurdity, not that this guy called her. I guess, yes, I am.
And somehow this led into you holding your bathroom?
Well, yeah, I said that I wanted to put my dog in the tub and let them go to the bathroom there instead of like a Pooch Patch. It's like a gigantic toilet. Just let the dog walk in there, do his business.
Oh, yeah. And Josh found it disgusting, the idea of urinating in the shower, which I do every morning.
An animal does
without
that.
Fail.
Lord knows, after a couple of nights of heavy gin and tonics, I'm going both types of bathroom.
Dare I say, it is...
You're stamping
it just looks like
the
I'm
other
standing
one down.
In tea.
Is it not more enjoyable to do it in the shower?
It is.
I don't know if it's the hot water hitting your body. That
still
just
doesn't beat going outside.
Well, do you scrub the floor of the shower with soap and water? Because the next person in there is walking in your urine. Okay,
soap
that's what's
falls
happening.
Off my body and hot water and swirls around and goes down the drain.
What about the wall?
I don't pee on the wall.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
What about splash back?
Actually, I have video that W lying about that. Yeah.
Splash back.
It's getting on the fixtures and everything like that. Wow. Well, hear about it now. The pooch patch kept Josh, he was holding his urine. I miss this. I can't wait to hear it. I'm behind the curtain.
A Toronto woman was very upset. She bought something for her dog and then tried to return it. And then the company called Pooch Patch gave her some trouble. Mm-hmm. They gave her a hard time when she tried to return it. Here's what she
says.
Last week on Thursday, the 14th, I ordered a product. And then on Saturday, I realized that I did not need the product anymore. I really just wish that he would accept a simple bad review. He emailed me to tell me that he looked at photos of me online and he thinks that I'm chubby. You don't talk to people or comment on their body or body shame them, saying that I needed to go to Jenny Craig and he referred to me as Fatty McFatFat. And I did post it on my social media, and because of that, people in my following ended up leaving more bad reviews. It's completely inappropriate even for a person to say that to me, let alone a CEO of a business.
Is she fat, by the way?
Hey,
she didn't, I'm just wondering.
I only saw her face, and she doesn't look bad. Let me see if I. I mean,
I'm trying.
Here we go. This is her being interviewed. She's not the man. She's not the one on the right. That's a man.
Fatty McFatFat.
I think that guy from Pooch Patch was exaggerating.
Fatty McFatFat.
That's. I mean, her face could use some work, but
Jesus.
Good thing you don't work for Pooch Patch.
Yeah. You're one
By the way, the Pooch Patch, it sounds like a horrible idea.
It's a great idea.
Okay, so the idea is
they send you a
square yard of grass.
Sure, right.
And
real grass.
Right, and you put it where? In your yard? In your house?
No, if you have a condo or an apartment or... And you have a small dog.
And then the dog, you walk it around on that thing, and it goes to the bathroom, and then you throw it out, and then you get another one for two weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like an outrageous expense for people that don't want to walk their dog. But
it could probably be used in bad weather, you know, like we had yesterday.
Or if you have a small dog with, like, a little bladder that needs to go a lot.
If it works, I guess,
yeah. You're at work or something.
I don't understand my dog. He's 26 pounds. He probably has the smallest bladder and the smallest stomach. This thing eats so much. He eats so much, and he can hold it, and he eats, and I don't know where it goes.
How often do you have to walk him?
I walk him, once a day.
That's it?
Well, we play in the yard a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to shame me? Shame me for
I'm
that?
I'm not going to shame you. I'm ashamed of her not having a yard.
We walk. And we look, I'm not as young as I used. I can't walk that far.
That whole walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you think? I have time to just go on multiple walks a day?
Yeah, a lot of time.
I felt like you did.
Mike
is
shaming you.
We go for a walk, and then the backyard we play.
The guy's got a giant backyard. The dog is fine.
No, I got that. Yeah. Then he said I was shaming him.
No,
everybody's shaming. You're both shaming me.
Mike's attempting to, but it's not working because it doesn't make any sense.
How many times do you walk your dog?
One, two.
Oh, stop.
He also lives in an apartment. He doesn't have a yard. You have a yard.
Yeah.
How far do you walk?
It varies, but I mean, I'll take him outside for like 5, 10, 15 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes?
Our dogs walk 5 times a day.
Well, you have like a golden retriever. Those things have a lot of energy, don't they?
Your dog has walked 5 times a day.
Yeah, so I walk him when I wake up.
Yes.
Then the fiance walks him when she wakes up. Then we have a dog walker.
Okay, so I,
Then we come home and walk him.
Okay, so there are multiple people here. I'm not getting defensive, but there are multiple people in your household. I am one person. I'm a single mom.
There's only one mom.
But there is one dog. So all I'm saying is that my dog's walked 5 times a day. Your dog's walked once. Maybe that's appropriate for your dog. I'm just saying it seems a little light. That's all. One walk a day.
You guys are playing with fire. Right now.
I was going to say, though, back to the Pooch Patch. I've always wanted to train my dogs to go in the bathtub. And then I could just wash it down.
What about on the toilet?
That's just disgusting.
You don't urinate in your shower?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Everybody else does, though.
Who urinates in the shower? Show of hands.
Of course, yes. Everybody does.
75% of the room. Disgusting. That is just absolutely disgusting.
It's essentially a big toilet.
My father once accused me of urinating in the shower, and I was outraged.
So you were shamed, that's why.
I have never urinated in the shower.
It probably cleans it. Because isn't it ammonia-based?
There's a toilet right next to the shower.
Yeah. Just know that you're the one in the minority.
When I watch...
You're the one that's unusual in this case.
When I watch Survivor Man or whatever, sometimes they have to use it to survive to consume.
Sterile.
Yeah.
Yeah, sterile.
Hey, not to derail this completely, but do you guys ever in the shower and then you realize that you have to not not number one, but number two, and you got to get out of the shower.
No, I go right in the shower.
Yeah, that's happened to me a couple times. My least favorite.
My thing, because I hold it in, so when I go home, I
erupt.
No, it's not even, you know, the backside. It's like I go home and it's like, you know,
even for the number one.
Yeah, I sit down and then I keep going. And,
no, you don't like number one. You don't like number one. Here because you sit down.
What is going to happen when you get older?
Your bladder. And you're going to wear diapers.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to start going here because you're not going to be able to hold it.
I already
12
know,
hours a day.
I know that. I haven't made peace with it, but I've...
Your bladder is just going to give out.
No, but I've...
Your bladder is going to give out while we're on the air. You're going to be sitting there in a puddle of your own urine.
But the thing is, I've already started... The stream is thinning. That's bad.
No,
right?
See. Yeah, you mean it takes longer to get to the end of
yeah.
it.
Like, yeah, like the other day, what was so alarming? A couple days ago, I held it all morning, and I felt so there was such an urgent feeling to go. I run upstairs to the bathroom and I sit down,
yeah,
and I'm like, okay, great, this is gonna be the moment, and it's like. It was so disappointing. I'm just sitting there, and
the pee-pee was.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what you're saying.
It's
maybe it's because I'm old, but if I wait a long time,
yeah,
then it doesn't. You think it would just be like I got to get out of here.
Right.
It'd be a strong
like
stream, but it's not.
Yeah.
If you wait a long time, this stream weakens.
But that never happened to me before, so I'm thinking it's related to the prostate.
Definitely, it's definitely related to the prostate.
It's all downhill now. I have to get it removed.
At least it checked out.
If you get it removed, does that alleviate the problem?
No, I think it creates a whole another set of problems.
Okay.
I would imagine, right? I mean,
because I'm not really using it anyway, right?
People have their prostate removed, but I always thought
they put
that,
you on medicine before they removed it. You know what I mean? I think that's the last course of action.
You had to remove it. They're not going to remove it unless there's something seriously
they'll
wrong.
They'll put you on some.
Not just for convenience. They're not taking your prostate out. It's not like tonsils.
Well, right, exactly. That's a great
I've got a lot to think about today. Well, I guess that wraps up this edition.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Saturday morning, Justin Scott and Spiegel behind the curtain. Coming up, you're going to hear the great Cheez-It Cheese Nip Challenge that Mike put me through. I'm a diehard Cheez-It fan. I always say, if you ever come at me with a cheese nip, bro, we're fighting. And sure enough, blindfolded in studio, two sample groups, an A and a B. The A group was the cheese nip. And I'll be completely honest, behind the curtain, from the minute you even handed it to me, the first thing I did was smell it. You'll hear coming up. Just from smell alone, I think I reacted in a certain way.
Yeah, I think you knew right then and there.
In an instant, I was like, this is a cheese nip. And then I tasted it, and it was powdery and gross. And Keith Mills, he also said that cheese nips are garbage. Cheez-Its are far superior.
He'll put anything in his mouth.
Yeah, Keith likes anything in his mouth.
But you know what's interesting? I put both boxes, once we were done the bit, in the newsroom, on the table where they put all the snacks.
Right, right.
And people kind of graze all day.
Yeah.
I come in the following morning. What box is left?
The Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its are... people
the
had destroyed
them.
Yeah, the nips were gone
we
already.
With a bunch of maniacs. Maniacs! Paul Mittermeier on a Saturday. In studio with us. This is not recorded. You're a Cheez-It guy, right?
Cheez-It all the way. Not even close. But you got to remember, people just grabbing stuff in the newsroom. I mean, they don't care.
Filthy animals.
5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're hungry, you just grab anything you can see.
Here it is, the great Cheez-It cheese nip taste test. Behind the curtain, 98 Rock.
Oh, fruit juice buddy. Challenge.
Dumbest thing we've ever done. Wow. Why can't we be stopped? Mike, it is your job to save us from us.
Show must go on, though, and here we are talking about Cheez-Its. No idea how we got on this subject. You know how it goes around here. We just talk about something, next thing I know,
I'm doing a Cheez-It challenge. I said I love some Cheez-Its, but God forbid you ever hand me a cheese nip.
A cheese nip. You'll lose the hand.
Who makes the Cheez-It, Mike? What company is that?
Cheez-Its are made by... I just saw it a second ago. Sunshine?
Fine company.
Cheese nips.
Cheese nips made by Nabisco?
Kraft.
Nabisco, yes.
I've got Kraft cheese nips manufactured by under the brand Nabisco from Kraft. Oh, they use Kraft cheese.
Yeah, whatever.
And cheese nips.
Cheez-It is a far superior product.
Who
cheese
makes
nip is inferior.
Chicken and a biscuit. Yeah, you say cheese nips are trash. Sort of like the classic Hydrox Oreo comparison.
Now
I can tell the difference.
See if I can tell the difference. Anyone else want to play along? I mean, I guess I'll do it myself. Here we go.
I'll try with you. I'll try.
Well, considering how the other challenge went, I think I'll sit this one out, too.
I'm going to go out into the hall, and I guess you guys are going to tell the listeners which one is which.
Yeah, I have two plates in front of me, plate A and plate B, and we'll let you know which is which.
Okay, while he does that, I'm going to see, Mike, hand me one of each, just real quick. Just one of each, and I'll see if I can tell quick. Okay, just hand me blank. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and take a bite of this one first.
Think this will exacerbate your diarrhea?
Whatever it's going to take to gum me up. Oh my god! Like I said, buddy, diarrhea is my business, and business is a booming right now. Okay, give me a second one. There we go. I will say, you handed me a nip and then an ease it.
Yep. Yeah, I think he should be able to do this. I tried it myself. There's a pretty distinct difference.
Are you going to allow him to look at them, or is he going to do a blindfold?
He'll be blindfolded, so we'll have no visual.
Because I saw it, and I feel like there's a visible difference between the two.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the color.
Okay.
So
please, set it up.
The first one?
No.
Get out! The first one will be...
Okay.
The first one I give Scott on plate A will be a cheese nip.
Okay, nips are on A.
And then I'll give him plate B, which will be the Cheez-It.
Cheez-It. Okay.
All right, come in!
So loud.
All right, go fetch the young man.
Yeah. This is a soundproof studio, Mike. You might want to open the door.
Yeah, somehow Keith hears when there's a great segment going on and can walk in and ruin it. All right, here he comes. Scott reared him in his nightgown. Again, if you like to see Scott in his nightgown, you're going to want to go to at JSS98Rock. There's a nice shot of it. All right, so don't let him. There he goes. He's got his suicidal tendencies. Mike Muir bandana over his eyes that I wear unironically to family gatherings. Jim, you're welcome for the Crimson Tide music. That's for you, buddy.
I'm nervous.
All right, here we go.
Did you guys try it while I was out?
I tried one, but I also was allowed to see. I was allowed to see, and I felt like if you're allowed to see, you would have gotten.
Yeah, of course, the Cheez-It is a deeper, richer flavor. I mean, color. I already know. I already know by the smell. I smelled it, and I already know.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Mike, that was from plate what?
That was plate A.
Plate A. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Can I get one more, or do I only allow one?
You have one more.
Where's my water? You're going to cleanse my palate. This is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you put that in my mouth? Ugh.
Whoa, save that. Here we go. Okay.
Hold on, I'm cleansing the palate. Uh-oh. In between.
Now.
Speaks, where are you at on the cheese snacks?
All right, plate B.
I'm not really familiar what I think.
Cheez-Its and cheese nips.
I like those cheese curls. But those aren't contestants, I suppose.
No, not on
cheese
this one.
Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
All day.
Cheese nips.
Give me them all day. B is the Cheez-It, homie. B is the Cheez-It.
Cheez-It.
How dare
God,
you?
He picked it up.
How dare you?
Immediately.
This is the minute I smelled the cheese nip. Don't you ever test me again.
Hey, Mike, make with the cheese and over
on
here,
on
brother.
Oh.
I will say that the cheese
far
nip was not unpleasant.
No, yeah. It was.
Yeah, I like that. Cheese, what is that? Cheese
it? Cheese it.
I mean, I never eat those, but yeah, I just had one.
Very good.
Very good.
Let me get some of these nips.
Blindfolded, completely blind, everything. It was crystal clear in my mouth and in my mind.
Mike.
Wow, it's a giant contrast.
You know what a nip smells like.
Can I place your nip
I do.
In my mouth, Michael?
Oh, Jesus.
May I have your nip? There we go. All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to look at them. Let me look at these things side by side, by the way. Just, okay, what's the first thing you notice? The salt fleckle is so much bigger on the nip, excuse me, than on the Cheez-It, than on the nip. The nip is using, like, table salt. They're using, like, Himalayan salt. The color on that thing's even better. How do they not get sued for just jacking their style? It's got the hole in the middle. It's got the ridges on the end. I mean, it's from 10 yards away an identical cracker, but... I'm going to get down on the street. No.
I feel vindicated. I feel like Mike didn't think I could do it.
Mm. Yeah, after trying it myself, the discrepancy between the two was bigger than I realized.
Remarkable.
It is.
It really is.
The cheese nip is just a basic
There's like a grease
cracker.
In the Cheez-It that the cheese nip completely lacks.
Ooh,
the crunch is better.
It smells even better. It. The smell's better. The taste is better. The color's better. You handed me the first cheese nip. And I smelled it, and you could tell. I went, oh, God. I knew immediately it was garbage.
Cheese nips have been canceled, y'all. Canceled cheese nips.
I want to know who out there actually prefers cheese nips over Cheez-Its.
Someone because that should lose their children.
Maniac.
Someone that should lose their family. People are buying them, obviously. People are buying them. They're obviously making them and selling them.
What costs more, the nip or the it?
I'm not sure.
Is it a price thing? Check Maybe one day, are you in that? Are you in the Cheez-It bracket or the cheese nip bracket?
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
What?
Cheez-Its,
yep,
$4.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cheese nips,
uh-huh,
$2.
Oh. Half price?
Can you believe
that?
Are
you serious?
God. That's like getting Captain Crunch standard cereal and then getting, you know, Colonel Crispy generic.
I don't care. I'll pay the extra.
They're cheaper.
Cheese snacks are worth the money. You're worth the money, dear friend of the show. Spend the money on a Cheez-It baked snack cracker. 100% real cheese.
It's just very weird because, I mean, I've been a Cheez-It guy my entire life. Like, it's... I love them. I've ate them forever. But then when Mike put this challenge in front of me, I was like, oh, man, I got nervous. And I wondered if I really could tell the difference.
Serving size.
And I, sure enough, I could tell immediately.
Cheez-It serving size, 27 crackers. Cheese nips, 29 crackers. 150 calories per serving. Carbs, 19 to 17. Yeah, pretty much identical. And there's a little bit more salt, a little bit more cholesterol, more carbs in the nip. So if you're trying to watch your weight, might want to go with the Cheez-It. Yeah, spend the money. Get the Cheez-It.
Oh, fun. We got it. Which line? Line one.
Line one. We're heading to line one. We're talking to Alex. Alex in Cecil County.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, Alex.
You come at me from cheese nip. If you come at me from cheese nip country,
God,
I'll hang up on your ass.
I will hunt you down. I will hunt you down.
Oh. No.
Okay.
So first of all, cheese it a thousand times better than cheese nip.
Good.
Cheese nip.
Genius checking
cheese nips are the off brand. They taste like the Walmart version of a cheese it.
Right,
but I'm coming at you from a different angle here.
Yeah.
I'm coming at you from the goldfish angle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. My boy lives on goldfish. What's comparable to the goldfish?
You think?
All right. So everybody eats goldfish.
Yeah.
And my mom, when I was younger, started buying these things called whales. And I show up to school with whales, and I get picked on because everybody's like, nah, man, you got these off-brand goldfish.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at them right here. Stouffer's
whales?
Cheddar Cheese Baked Snack Cracker.
What?
They look... Oh, my God.
A goldfish ripoff called whales? I never even heard of it.
The audacity of Stouffer's.
Now, wait a minute. In terms of taste.
Significantly greater. They're cheesier
better?
And saltier.
Better?
Oh, yeah.
Better than a goldfish?
Better than a goldfish.
That's a bold stance. That's a bold stance, Alex.
Mike, we might need to get some whales up in here. Stouffer's?
Oh, my God. What?
Whoa, hot take.
Let's talk to Dave in PA. And from what I understand, the wife went out, cheapied on the groceries. And what happened next, Dave, from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, now the kids picked it up two crackers deep. They weren't having it.
See?
She went with the nips instead of
Well, that's how this whole thing started. It was a few weeks back where on my social media... I posted a box of cheese nips because
mm-hmm.
the wife did the same thing. She went out to like one of them budget stores,
and came home with a box of cheese nips. Oh. And I was like,
how?
What? Dare you? How dare you?
Wait a minute. Yeah. We have a clear thing in our kitchen you can see through.
Thank you, buddy.
And they knew. They knew right from the jump.
All right. Someone's calling us on the psychopath line here, live from a local mental health facility. Tiffany in Baltimore. Tiffany, good morning.
I will hunt you down.
Good morning.
Good morning,
I will
Tiffany.
Hunt you down.
Don't do it. Listen, I love you guys. Cheese nips are better than cheese its. Cheese its tastes like they have vinegar in them.
You're out of your mind. That's a nice...
I'm not.
It's a sharp cheddar.
You
it's a nice sharp cheddar.
Need to have a
flavor.
Bracelet put on you, and you
horrible.
Have every movement tracked.
When
I
was
see
the last
you coming down the street. I cross it.
When was the last time you had them side by side? I just did a blindfolded taste test here.
I saw. So I do those side by side, and I have a friend. She thinks the same thing. Cheese nips over cheese dips all day long.
Oh my God! You psychos! You squat up. They squat up.
I can't do this. I can't even hear this.
This is not a world I planned on having children in. Prank caller.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Behind the curtain, Saturday morning, Justin Scott and Spiegel. I was on the phone. I'll just say who it was. It was a woman from Comcast. Maybe you guys have talked to her before. She helps us out with our bills. We're VIPs. We're very important people. So sometimes we get preferential treatment, and she had to call me to discuss something. And I was like, wow, she's got a great voice. It was a great voice. It was like a sexy voice. It was just a very soothing voice. It was, I loved it. So we opened up the phone lines and said, hey, do you get people telling you you have a sexy voice? Call in. And we got a couple. There was one in there that did nothing for me.
Yeah.
You'll hear coming up.
The last woman, right?
If you were to rate the room right now, Mike... sexy to non-sexy.
When you hear Spiegel's old news tapes, you realize he has the capability to really sound...
He's got a great voice.
Yes, yeah, serious. He's got a very big vocal range.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to say Spiegel.
What?
Wow. I think it'll go Spiegel, me, Mike, then Paul.
What's with my old news tapes?
You sound like almost a different person. Like you sound... Your voice sounds deeper... More serious. It's a more traditional news delivery voice.
Didn't know you.
Take the compliment. Take the compliment.
Mike takes him home and, you know, pleasures himself to them.
Obviously, we all kind of imitate somebody when we start. What news guy were you kind of, did you use as your base?
Oh, Dan Rather. That was a mistake.
Well, here it is. Coming up, we open up the phone lines and ask for people with sexy voices.
You think you got yourself a sexy voice?
Yeah, what do you think of your voice?
What do you think? Is it sexy?
It's a news guy voice. It's just a voice.
You don't have the type of voice that can just talk someone's pants off?
Probably not.
Breaking news. I'm about to tap that ass.
Yeah, we want to hear from you out there. If you get, on a regular basis, told you have a sexy voice, we want you to call the show, and we're going to put you on the air and see if you have a sexy voice. I was on the phone with a customer service person the other day, and she had a great voice. I was like, wow, this is like a great voice.
Like a nice voice.
And I thought to myself, like, I wonder if she gets that a lot. Like, wow, you have a great, maybe even she's in that line of work, phone customer service type thing because of her voice.
Do you know who I think has a sexy voice, but this is mostly because I just have an infatuation with trailer park hotness? Mike, I think you'll know who I'm speaking of here. That would be Jamie Presley from Dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Double wide, triple fine. She's got just a hint of that grew up near a scrapyard rasp. Probably smoking since the age of 14, Virginia Slims. Just a little bit.
Now, are we factoring in accents as well? That obviously like an Australian accent on a woman.
I'm going to go ahead and grab you, bulls.
Just makes the voice. But that's not really the voice, though. That's the accent. We're talking like the voice. Like you said, maybe a little rasp to it.
Yeah, like an Emma Stone.
Okay.
Is that rasp?
There's a woman in my neighborhood that has an Australian accent that's so gregarious when she speaks that it's actually undone the hotness of an Australian voice. I'm excited to have the kids out for today.
thinking about having a little flag football tournament afterwards. Maybe make some pigs in a blanket. I'm like, ah, that's not hot anymore. Wonderful lady, but very, very loud. Yeah, I think the accent does it. I like some rasp. I also like breathy. Breathy does it for me.
Breathy.
Breathy. You have a breathy voice.
Do I have a breathy voice?
Uh-huh. Listen to the breath in Scott's voice. That's a sexy, breathy voice.
I think I'm layering it on a little bit right now.
Yeah. Listen to that, huh? You feel that,
I'm
Mike?
Trying to make it sexy.
It's working. It's working.
Trying to make it sexy for you, Mike.
Well, the number one seed has got to be...
You dumb whore.
What is the number one seed?
What's the number one, Mikey?
Scarlett Johansson.
Uh-huh.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's nice.
I mean, she was in Her, that movie with Joaquin Phoenix, where she plays a cell phone.
I'll be in you.
And I'm telling you, I was in love with that phone by the end of the movie. And it was just her voice.
Yeah.
And personality, obviously. But still, if you can be a phone.
Look, I'm on YouTube and I type in Scarlett Johansson. And then the first thing that fills in is Scarlett Johansson voice.
Sexy voice.
Hey.
Yeah, 410-338-1098. We want to hear your sexy voice. If you think you have a naturally sexy voice, according to lifeanddeathprizes.com, James Earl Jones, Sean Connery, the top two sexy male voices. See, I want to hear an example of like some really deep, breathiest. Oh, there's a clip on here. I'm going to kind of play this sight unseen. This is sexiest voice ever. I'm not sure if this is clean or not, so just kind of have your finger on the dump, if you would, please.
Got it.
Are we still going out?
So... You think I should just forget about the bet we had and go out and let you do everything you can think of?
Yep, that does it right
Who's
there.
Who's that?
I don't know, but she's some indie actress from a film called Sharks.
You like that, huh?
This is so creepy to say. She's almost got like the naughty schoolgirl kind of timbre to the voice. I mean, listen to this. Listen to this one more time. It's almost like naughty, I'm going to say college senior.
Yeah. Great.
It would, but no. You say you weren't going to lose anything. That's easy. Just...
How old is this person?
She's in her late 20s. I'm looking at her here. She's got a full mustache. She's got a full mustache. Good-looking lady. Ooh, wow. I want to go ahead and revisit that later. Ooh, let's go ahead and get right down to it. We'll take more calls after Keith. Oh, Aubrey Plaza. Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec, Mike. I know you're an Office fan and a Parks and Rec fan.
Here, turn me up over here. Dude. This is Scarlett Johansson doing voiceover work for The Jungle Book.
Don't you know what you are?
Oh.
I know what you are. I know where you came from.
Huh?
Yep, that'll do it.
Huh?
That'll do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, here's
that,
some...
That one, there's no clear...
it's not like
you can't pinpoint it.
It's just whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's not like super raspy. It's not super smoky. It is kind of smoky.
Yeah, maybe there's
smoky.
Like a frequency
There's a little
range.
Smoke. Yeah, maybe it's just a frequency. What do we got on hold?
Let's
see. Have sexy voices?
Amanda in Pasadena apparently has a sexy voice. Good morning, sexy voice.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, better now. Yeah.
Now, do you get told often that you have a sexy voice?
Yes, and especially lately when I play video games, the guys are going crazy over my voice.
Oh, God, so you're on voice chat? You're playing Apex Legends or Fortnite or whatever the hell else. They hear this voice come down the line. Spoiler alert, you could sound like Large Marge from Pee-wee's
right,
Big Adventure.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good litmus test.
Yeah, don't listen to a bunch of
14-year-olds playing Fortnite.
Oh, my God, guys, we got a girl playing Bangalore.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
Yeah, no, what are they saying out in the waking world away from League of Legends?
Usually it's over the phone, I get it, but, I have gotten it, like, in person, but usually people are always like, you have such a, like, sexy voice, or, you know, I'd marry you type of thing, or I even worked in, as a loan officer, and I would get a lot of people saying, you know, you're really good at, you know, selling things with your voice.
You know who's got a sexy voice?
It's unique.
It is unique. You do have a unique voice. Maybe not as unique as the woman at the end of this clip.
Good morning, sexy boy.
Yeah, right there, huh? Hey, nice toot. Oh, boy. She's got a voice out of each end of her body.
Hey, Keith, do you know anybody with a sexy voice?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Keith, you got a sexy voice.
I do not, but I need you to cut that open for our new podcast.
Why don't we bring Mindy up Sarah and Olivia while Keith's in here?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones real
She's
quick.
Been holding patiently.
Olivia?
410-338-1098. We're asking people, after Scott heard a very sexy, breathy customer service rep on the phone, to give us a ring if they've been told and they think they have a sexy voice. Not doing shtick, not hamming it up, not, oh, hi, boys. I mean, do you have an actual sexy voice? Olivia joining us on the phone from Annapolis. Olivia, good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
Whoa.
Immediately.
I'm good. How are you?
I agree with her.
It's pretty good.
That's a hot-ass voice.
That's.
You get it a lot? Do people tell you that you have a sexy voice?
I have been told that, but I didn't believe it until you guys said it right now.
See, we've confirmed it for you.
Yeah, we can confirm it, man.
What are you going to do today, Olivia? What are your plans?
Today, I am going to take my mom to the doctor's. Actually, she has to get a root canal.
So sexy. Keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah, that's it.
What are you having for dinner?
Tonight, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Ooh, the laugh might be a little off.
I try not to think that far in advance.
You don't think that far in advance?
Really?
Damn.
No. You just live moment to moment. Your life.
By ear.
What are you going to wear? What are you going to wear today? Out today?
I try not to think that far in advance.
Cool.
Right now, I'm wearing a one piece. I'm wearing a romper.
I don't even know what that
means.
Ooh,
a romper. Sexy.
That was a pretty good voice.
That was a nice voice.
Maybe you're told on a regular basis that you have a sexy voice, male or female.
I was told
Sam Elliott. I'm getting a lot of Sam Elliott when it comes to the man.
Oh, yeah. Get myself a nice sarsaparilla.
I was told I had a sexy voice one time by someone that attended a murder mystery. I sound like I'm talking out of one nostril.
Yeah.
Right? I don't have a sexy voice. That person probably had a glob of earwax in preventing them from hearing what I actually sound like.
Texter says, I've always thought Scott has a sexy voice.
You got a breathy voice. Now that we're having this conversation, of all people in the room, you've got the breathiest, deepest timbre. There's actually a study from the University College of London on what type of voice people find attractive in the opposite sex or the sex they are so interested in, if you would allow me.
Please.
Nobody else knows about this, right?
I don't know.
Yes?
I'm asking if keeping it quiet is better for Amanda or is it better for us?
A study from the University College London of what type of voice people find attractive in the opposite sex shows that men prefer a higher pitched voice and women are more attracted to a deeper voice with a bit of breathiness that indicates a low aggression level. The researchers had 32 participants listen to a computer generated voice that was manipulated in various ways to change how it sounded. The participants were then asked to rate how attractive they found the voice. Higher pitch voices are generally associated with smaller frame bodies, which men find attractive in women, and deeper voices tend to mean a large body, which women generally think is attractive for men.
Well, hello.
There have been many studies on what traits people find most attractive in the opposite sex. Research from the University of Guelph in Canada found that women browsing dating profiles like men who displayed evidence of being kind and generous.
I hate you! I hate your whole family!
There you go.
We got somebody on hold.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's see, Shannon. What's up, Shannon?
Hello, Shannon.
Hi, guys.
Huh? Oh, here we are. We're off to the races.
Hi.
So I've caught him before, and you guys made fun of me because you said I sounded like a smoker.
Yeah.
I don't smoke.
Okay. So you just got a natural rasp to it, huh?
Yeah, I guess I do.
I love that. That's what I was saying. That Jamie Presley voice.
Is that doing it for you?
It's doing it for
Mike,
me.
Mike, where are you at on Shannon here?
Keep talking.
I'm on my way to work. I'm a dental assistant.
A what? A dental assistant?
I'm a dental assistant. Yeah. So I'm in your mouth all day.
Whoa. Okay. You like that, or is it nasty being it like up in people's mouths all day?
Oh, I love it. You enjoy being
in people's mouths. Do you use your voice when you're intimate? Are you a talker? Do you use this timbre, this breathiness when you're
a talker? Yeah. I'm a talker.
Okay.
It's not doing it for me. I'm sorry, Shannon. Justin's getting all worked up.
Yeah, my monitor is getting foggy over here right now talking to Shannon. Why do you think you have the rasp? Do you have a similar voice to your mom or dad?
I do have a similar voice to my mom. Yeah. But no, I've never smoked. It's just always been a little deeper than your average female.
You're a regular listener of the show?
I have been, yep.
Who on the show has the sexiest voice?
I like Scott. Scott's my favorite.
Scott's got a sexy voice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Breathy.
Yeah. And real quick before
you're good too, Justin. Thank you. All of you guys have sexy voices.
Well, thank you, Shannon.
And that's special. You're thank wonderful. You so much.
You're allowed to touch my butt.
Justin. You're just so nice, aren't you?
All right, take it back.
Shannon, you're just a sweetheart.
I want you to play with my nipple meat.
What are you saying, Mike?
I was going to ask you, back to the dentistry real quick, what percentage of the population has terrible breath?
Most older men, I call it perio breath.
You call it what?
You call it what?
You can smell the perio disease.
Oh, perio.
Oh, I thought you said something completely different. I wanted to throw up into the microphone. Oh, my God.
I read somewhere that their periods attract bears.
I was ready to tear the phone off the wall. What's the weirdest thing you ever found in a mouth? Have you ever been rooting around in there and, like, fished out a penny or part of a needle?
A penny?
No, but have you ever heard of something called hairy tongue?
Yes, yeah. Black hairy tongue. Of course.
Yep, I've seen that a few times. That's
I heard you can get that from chewing tobacco. Is that true? How do you get that?
That is a mix. That's a myth. Okay. Smoking, hard drugs, drinking, with a combination of not brushing your teeth.
I've never seen this.
You've never seen black hairy tongue?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, I just got
like
dizzy.
Pubic hair. It looks like pubic hair on
you. Oh, my God.
Oh, God has turned his back on us.
Do you get used to the smell, like, of people's mouths?
Yeah. I've been doing this since 2005.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Like, Justin's nickname at home is Turd Breath.
Yeah, my family calls me Turd Breath. And it's a combination of various energy drinks, coffees, and I do have a tooth in the back that some food gets caught in now and then, so I have to go ahead and kind of pluck it out.
I'm just so sorry for her.
Oh, God.
Mudge.
Oh, trust me, we haven't kissed in years, so she's fine.
Just met Turd Breath.
Okay, God, okay. Now you're hurtful, okay? I've been kissing your ass for the past 5 minutes there, Raspy Rhonda, and now you're going in on me, okay? I'll go in there and breathe
well,
in your mouth.
Thank you for the call, sexy voice.
And Shannon, why do you have to dig into the gum so deep? Do they need the bleed?
Yeah, you got
to
get all that plaque out of there.
So if you don't get your teeth cleaned on a regular basis, tartar and calculus goes down inside of your gum tissue and eats at your bones.
Can you tell people, please, the importance of flossing?
Extra scraping to get it all out of there.
Yeah, you got to do that scraping. I floss every night.
Yep, floss the teeth you want to keep.
Yeah, you don't have to floss all your teeth, just the ones you want to keep.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Ow! Oh, you hear Scott still feeling the effects of what happened so many days earlier in the week. We did another dumb challenge years ago, old studio. We did the Viagra challenge, a lot of fun. Each one of us took a bunch of ED medication, put on yoga pants, and walked around to see who went from 6 to midnight first. Tuesday of this week, we chugged all the prune juice. And it was how long before you felt effect one?
I had a lot of cramping and a lot of, I would go to the toilet and it'd just be a lot of big giant farts. But like, it took me a while to get the actual the movement through the system. Mike, whoo, fast acting Anderson.
Yeah, I felt like a sweat within 30 minutes, but Mike was the first person that did the Watusi out of here and had to go to the bathroom. How quick did it hit you?
I'd say within 20 minutes.
Damn.
I was taking that initial bowel movement, and that pretty much just cleared out what was in there. And then about 6 or 7 more of just pure fluid.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was real bad. It was
so
just
disgusting.
It's gross. It's gross. It's just a medical reaction.
I don't want to sound judgmental. I'm just asking.
Please.
I'm just asking from an objective point of view. Why didn't you know this would happen?
Yes, of course.
Well, I've never taken prune juice. I know that was the old, hey, warm milk to sleep.
whiskey on the gums to help calm down the kid's mouth. But I had never done the prune juice thing to, hey, I can't move it along. Because, I mean, in an era of modern medicines, the home remedy doesn't seem to be a thing. So I never did it. And now I believe it. It is the number one laxative in my life.
Well, you know, sometimes we have to do things to learn.
Well, I mean, yep. Like, I just came up with an analogy in my head for some reason. I know you're not, like, a big drinker, Spiegs, but, like, you know, when that, like, third round of shots comes around, and you know it's not going to end well. But
Dumb idea.
And you know exactly where it's headed. You just go, oh, well.
Ah, screw it. Everyone else is. I know I'm going to sleep in my car at the fairgrounds tonight.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
It was kind of the same thing with the prune juice. We all kind of had an inkling as to what lie ahead of us, but
that might be a whole other break. Times that you collectively said, are we doing this? Are we doing this?
Yep.
And we did this. The prune juice challenge hit us in the gut. Was not good. Here, coming up. I'm behind the curtain. Josh, you missed it yesterday.
I was watching an episode of Boss Baby Speeds. I wasn't. Stella was. And it was actually really, really funny. I hate the show Boss Baby. I don't understand the concept of the Boss Baby. He's like a baby, but he's in a suit. Is he really a baby? Is he a grown-up person? Can the grown-ups hear him talking? I still don't understand the boss. He just shows up and he wears a suit and he has a briefcase, but yet he's a baby. And the parents are just like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then, so anyway... It was like this plot where the Boss Baby is like, he's some sort of like spy or I don't know what he is. He works for some agency and something was dependent on the fact that he needed to poop and he couldn't poop. It was pretty hilarious.
So funny.
It was a very funny plot line. And the way they were trying to get him to poop was to feed him prune juice. So I thought to myself, we've always heard that prune juice will make you poop. Why not put it to the test, right?
My grandmother kept cases of that.
Yes.
Oh, did she give it to you in need when Joshy was gummed up?
I tried it, but I'll eat prunes. Not in a few years, but I've eaten just plain prunes. Prunes are delicious.
Yeah, I like a prune, but the juice?
Yee-hee.
Oh!
I also let them know that I was gummed up from some bad pre-workout.
My goodness.
give me a cup. Toss me a cup.
Oh. Yeah. That looks what comes out of you.
Oh,
liquefied.
Right. Thick and viscous and brown.
All right, I'm pouring a cup. I smelled it earlier.
Oh.
We almost had a vomit situation here. Just the smell. All right, I'm pouring a cup. Oh, yuck. Oh, it's like pouring cream.
Oh.
I can't finish this cup. I can't.
Here we go. Chug it.
Oh.
Come on, I can't wait to have a giant movement later.
Russo.
I do not want to drink this. Mike, you got a cup?
I'm just going right out of the bottle.
Watch this. Here he goes.
It's easier to chug this way, Mike.
Chug,
watch.
Chug, 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 chug,
chug. Give me another.
Oh. All right, I'm going for it. Ugh.
I'm telling you, put it in a cup. It's easier, Mike.
Woo! All right, game time.
Yeah, go, 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 go.
Prune juice, prune juice.
Oh, God. It sucks. Mike, you're not kidding. It's like drinking caramel. But I can't smell it. I can't smell it or I'm going to be no good today.
Speaks, you want a glass?
Oh, no, thank you.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're the one that has sweet potato-sized movements.
You had to reach into the toilet with a rubber glove and place it on top of your trash can.
It's fine.
Okay.
Fine. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a second cup down. Ugh.
All right, here goes.
Oh, my... Mike's chugging it, too. Wow.
How much have you passed? How much have you put back, Mike?
I'm like a third of the way down this bottle.
Oh, did you, buddy? You better walk.
You're going to have diarrhea.
Here we go. Cha-cha-cha.
You're
going
to have major cramps.
Here we go. All right. It's the prune juice challenge, 2K18, in the year 2019.
Two cups down.
All right. Here it goes.
What happens if you all have to evacuate?
At the same time.
Yeah, I'm stuck in here alone.
You're screwed.
It's going to be all music.
We all have to sprint to the toilet at the same time. We are in trouble.
Tap the bottle. We should have staggered this. Oh, man. We messed up. Man, this is going to go bad today. Yeah, you're going to want to pay attention all day long. We'll do an update as updates are required. Damn, I'm wearing one of my favorite pair of boxers, too.
Hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't normally do that, but... Oh.
Oh, my God.
Mike, don't hurt yourself. Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
How are you even consuming that much liquid?
I don't know.
have
so
a dog.
Close. At this point, I'm going to slam the bottle.
Are you going to go for it? How are you drinking? How are you putting back that much? I had two cups. I'm punching out. 64 fluid ounces. I think I just drank 16 ounces of prune juice when I believe Scott said yesterday to kind of get things expeditious. 4 to 6 ounces is what you need. Ooh. So I'm already four times the legal limit. I wonder if you can get breathalyzed for prune juice. You've easily put back 35 ounces of prune juice.
I would take a break.
Oh.
Does it say how much fiber is in the nutrition?
Everybody's reaching.
3 grams of fiber per serving. That's one serving is 8 fluid ounces.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was reading about it yesterday. I think it's the sugars in here are what really gets the bowels going.
Is that it? Okay. Okay.
It's like a specific type of sugar.
100% prune juice, 3 grams of fiber per serving, vitamins, minerals. Oh, my mouth is watering. Bad idea.
Oh, I don't feel good.
What is that?
Bad idea.
I don't feel good.
Bad idea.
More prune juice?
Keith. Keith Mills, we fucked up.
So you're pouring prune juice here, Scott Reardon?
You want one?
No.
You sure?
Not after looking at you guys. Well, Josh, did you drink any?
No, but why are you still drinking it?
Yeah, why are you still drinking it?
I'm done.
Commit. You got to commit to the bit.
I already committed to
you got to commit to the bit.
Big glasses.
Clean your pour.
The bit is
your tubes
just
out.
The prune juice challenge. Oh, boy.
Oh boy.
I may be running.
Mike has already disappeared.
What time did we drink it? It was like 625, 626?
Between 625 and 628 is when you and I slammed two glasses.
It's about 10 minutes. We're about 10 minutes in, and
Mike
I'm already
chugged out of a 64 fluid viscous ounce bottle of Sunbeam, is that it? Sunsweet prune juice. Mike drank 50 ounces.
Oh!
I mean, he put the lips to his, bottled his lips, and sucked that thing dry.
Oh, bad idea.
And he has...
Is he used to it, though? Is he a prune juice drinker?
No, none of us are. Mike left the studio quickly. We have not heard from
him.
Scott
Reardon does not look good.
We do not feel good. My stomach is gurgling.
The churning.
Gurgling right now. Yeah.
Says my Oh, no. Getting text. Uh-oh. My brother drank a massive bottle of prune juice freshman year of college when he was pledging a frat.
Yeah, we
He was up all night with horrible stomach cramps running back and forth to the bathroom. Oh, boy.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good. Oh, man. People are saying we need to start eating stuff right now to stop and absorb
see, that's
the process.
What I'm thinking. You need to pound some bread in you or something.
Oh,
soak that stuff up, man.
I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, we drank a bunch of prune juice. Bad idea.
Go down and get
bad
some
idea.
Like, chocolate cupcakes or something.
Bad idea.
I need all the cheddar, Mike. I need a block of bright orange cheddar.
I think it's
in here.
Too late. It's too late. I feel like I have a headache now. I feel hot.
So this was just a doing a bit on a whim?
It's sort of like the old wives' tale of drink warm milk to go to bed or rub brown liquor on a kid's gums to calm down a toothache. One of the more famous ones is, hey, you're a little backed up, drink a little prune juice. None of us have done that.
Tomorrow we play Russian roulette.
Oh, nice, Josh. Nice ass.
Justin's
they
out.
They probably were like, let's do it now. Yeah. Hey, with that said, speaking of hockey, Caps win last night out in L.A.
Carlson. Ovechkin, two-man game. Alex fires his goal! A heat-seeking missile for 41.
Ooh. Yeah, that's Joe Beninati. Did you hear the crowd? No, that's out in L.A. Listen to his crowd.
Carlson. Ovechkin, two-man game. Alex fires his goal!
I went to a couple of Kings games out there, and I'll say it again. I don't understand how that effing city got multiple NFL franchises when they just seemed like they could not care.
30 million people out there, that's why.
But apparently out of 30 million, 3,000 showed up to the Super Bowl by the looks of it.
Kings won the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago. They were right. Snoop Dogg's a King fan.
Well, that city is they seem to be a baseball Dodgers. They seem to be Dodgers fans, Lakers fans, and to maybe in distant third, Kings fans.
Ah, okay.
Oh, Scott standing
Scott
up.
Scott Reardon is now standing up.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's having to let it flow. Mike, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, it's gassing up.
Yeah.
It's bubbling.
Now, Josh, don't you think that's pretty rude for us that didn't do it?
We're going to have to
get blown out of here.
We should probably go home.
Yeah, we should. I think we should go right now.
Best of.
I'm going to have to put on my nightgown. I feel high right now.
Oh, I'm just,
I think just from sweating.
That's what I said. I feel high. My head is hot. I'm like, I feel like I'm
strip down, Scott
Reardon. I'm hallucinating.
I'm sweating through my girdle.
Take it off, baby. Take it all off.
I don't have underwear on, Keith, so I can't.
Oh.
I don't wear underwear.
I got a feeling that tape's going to be worn out before the day is over.
It's going to be real bad.
Oh, my nipples.
Oh, nipples.
Look at Scott Reard.
My nipples.
What's wrong with your nipples?
They're hard.
Oh, God, his nipples are hard. What
the hell?
It's getting Scott horny.
This is not an act either. His face is flush red.
Oh. Look at his nipples. They're rock hard right now. They're like diamond.
He looks like he's getting ready to, he's got like the stomach flu, and he's getting ready to go back into the can.
Keith, you know what that prune juice did to me.
And it gets some butterfly stitches when you rip your butt apart.
It just is cutting a swath through me.
Oh, no.
I drank too much prune juice.
Hey, listen, man. You better go to the bathroom off the grounds. Drive across the First Street Bridge.
Go in the woods. It's the only place.
Go out by the tower with the deer.
This cannot be done.
Did you happen to read?
This cannot be done indoors.
Did you happen to read the website "Dangers of Eating Too Many Prunes"?
No.
What? Dangers of acrylamide.
Hey, Mike, that's what you need. You need to go to the job and pick up a couple of actual prunes.
Prunes contain a high concentration of acrylamide, considered a carcinogen and a neurotoxin.
I knew it!
It's naturally found in normal food except when it is cooked at temperatures above 100 degrees. The amount of acrylamide required to cause neuropathic harm is about 500 times a daily dietary intake.
But they say prune juice is good for you.
Not 500 times. I drank half a bottle.
64 ounces of it.
When there is no more room in hell.
Oh, what's happening?
The dead.
I want more.
We'll walk the earth.
It says it may cause dark stool.
Oh, God, it's going to be so dark.
So here's what
dark.
You guys need to do.
You have to go crap in the woods.
Greg Roman of the Ravens, the new offensive coordinator, having a media session today at 11. You guys need to chug the rest of that bottle and go up and
cheers.
Sit in the front row. Front row with Greg Roman. Say, Greg?
Greg, I got a question. What do you plan on doing this year to see to it that the Baltimore Ravens have a more improved postseason than last year? Because, man,
that last one was legit. That was Scott Reardon leaking.
All right. Are you done, Keith?
I'm not done.
I got to put on my nightgown.
I
want to
watch you guys suffer.
Everything hurts.
I got to put on my nightgown.
He bought a nightgown. Keith, 7:35. Check back in.
We'll
see
do.
How we're doing.
I think Josh and I will be doing
it. There's some blog.
Oh, no.
Stop. Would you stop doing research, please?
No,
stop
research.
Googling.
Uh-uh.
The blog is headlined, OS, too much prune juice.
No!
This guy says, please, for the love of God, don't make the mistake I did.
Oh, no.
You'll pay for it all night and the next day, too.
What have we done?
Hey, Scott Reardon, you have to pick Stella up today, too, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, that's too good.
Oh, I was supposed to go for a run today. That is psych.
Not happening.
I was supposed to do squats today.
Dad, let's go get some ice cream.
You're not doing...
I'm not doing squats today.
I'm going to be running and crap my pants.
Oh, no.
Not a chance.
No.
What an excuse. Get your butt out there and run.
No, Keith, I would and I will, but I'm not... Not if I'm loose.
No. Not if he's leaving an oil slick behind him. Not if it's going to be very easy to track his path today as he leaves.
Now, I'm not so sure yours is as extreme as his, but he is extremely...
I'll tell you this. I don't trust a single fart
extreme.
Right now.
This person writes, there's enough thunder in my stomach for a hurricane.
No!
My butt hurts sitting on this toilet and my legs are going numb.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Keith Mills.
Scott really did bring a nightgown. Now, is it on fire or is it just like your stomach?
Can you get out, please? We could do the show without you. It's just bubbling, Keith.
It's ball gurgling.
Oh,
man.
Go hang out with Mindy. She doesn't do this sort of stuff.
No, of she's course good not. People.
She's, you know, she's class.
We go live to our guts right now.
I don't know if I'm going to puke or poop first.
Yeah, it might be a fire sale today. Everything must
not
go.
Good.
Keith Mills, 7:35. We'll see if we're still here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like the BP oil spill in this bitch.
I'm afraid to fall asleep.
No!
In the midst of the prune juice challenge, 6:25-ish this morning, we all ingested an unreasonably large amount of prune juice.
Just four large glasses.
He just asked you this. Here's the funniest thing. Have you noticed who has just gone missing?
Mike Anderson has gone MIA.
He was
IA. Did you get the video he sent?
I can't watch it.
Oh, my God.
I can't watch it. Mike.
Mike.
Watch it.
No.
He went MIA.
How many times have you gone to the bathroom?
3 times now.
And every one of them is awful. I'll just describe the experience as awful.
Just put that to your ear and hit play.
Okay, I'm stepping away from the
mic. Yeah, away from the mic. Justin's listening to, is it not working? I can hear it. He's listening to video of Mike. Yeah, so we
just imagine somebody with a 5-gallon bucket of water just dumping it into a toilet.
So I am at any moment now going to have to bolt out of here.
Yeah.
And Justin, I think, is in the same boat. I already went once, but
I almost missed the beginning of news. Yeah, congratulations. It works. That's it.
Yeah, if you need to go to the bathroom, just drink a lot of prune juice. Took about 2 hours. I'm still not... It's still working its way through.
Keith's second sports is where I felt the first real knot in my stomach, and it was a grumble in my stomach. Let's say that the constipation's gone. I'm good. I'm clear. Oh, Scott's getting up. Scott's getting up.
Yeah, lean forward and clench.
Tell you, I'm not farting until Friday.
I'm starting to cramp. Were you cramping?
I cramped.
I didn't really cramp much.
Right here?
It just dropped down, and it was go time.
Cramping. Krampus. The Christmas Krampus was inside of me. Yeah, it was Bart Gunn and Butterbean. Oh, yeah, that was Hagler Hearns up in my gut. So, oh, there we go. He just gave me the traffic sponsor.
This is a bad idea.
One of the worst. Why did you come up with it, Mike? How you holding
now, were
up
you
there,
guys
buddy?
In the John together just now?
Just sitting on each other's
side
laps.
By side.
How you holding
what
up
the
this
hell
guy?
Calls it the John?
The John?
Everybody calls it the John. What do you call it? The head?
Bathroom?
The water closet. How you feeling, bud?
I'm in pain. Like a lot of pain.
If you're just tuning in, we all drank a ton of prune juice earlier trying to do the prune juice challenge. I had 2 cups. Scott had 3. Mike had almost an entire 64-ounce bottle. How you're not running down to an ambulance right now, Mike
younger.
Anderson.
He's young. He's a young man.
He ain't that young.
Yeah, I'm not
drink
that
some
young
water,
anymore,
man. Flush it out.
I mean,
that'll flush it out.
4 times already. It goes right through you. Once it pushes out what's in there already, the rest of it just
see, that's
wakes.
Good.
Yeah, I guess.
Mike, did you get my last video?
So when you get a colonoscomy, you can take that instead of taking that stuff they give you.
Somebody said. They said, we are ready for a colonoscopy if we need one right now.
Oh, no, it's like a China cabinet.
You don't even want to take that stuff that you take when it's a colonoscopy.
Oh, I've had to take one before. It's awful.
Yeah, 3 minutes after you take it.
Blam.
Yeah, that clear liquid, what is it, citrate or
you
something?
You weigh about 10 pounds less the next morning when you go in.
You're all shriveled. Yeah, I'm not going to mess with that.
That's tough, boy.
I just like to point out I didn't drink the prune juice.
Smart move, Josh Spiegel.
You're
that's why you're a wise man.
Yes, man. The reason yet you have the Murrows and I have cramps.
Okay? I have very bad cramps.
Cramping
I'm in
really?
A lot of pain.
My left side is knotting up in the worst way right now. Hey, there's a video I'd like to show you when we're off the air.
I'll pass on it.
Are you sure?
You know, matter of fact, I'm going to get out of here and let you guys be miserable by yourselves.
Guard the door. I'd like to play a video for Keith.